Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Friday the 9th of December 2011. All of the technology news from the previous 48 hours in around 5 minutes. So the ASA has waved away complaints about BT Speed Checker. One very disgruntled customer said that when they did the little test, whether they swapped over or not, they got 29.5 megabits per second. And when they actually got the service, they only got 17.9. They appealed to the ASA, and the ASA said no, there can be differences. And BT said, yes, it's not what we expect, but it's still subject to other things that are beyond our control. And oh, isn't it a shame? I think they've complained to the wrong person. They should have gone to Trading Standards. Ultraviolet is coming to the UK on Boxing Day. Yes, Ultraviolet is a service that's come out from Warner Brothers Studios, and it's going to issue movies out to you so that you can play them anywhere, whenever you like, on whatever you want. And I don't believe that for a minute. I've got to say, I'm going to have to wait and see. Also involved are Sony and 20th Century Fox, and they're going to kick off the service with Final Destination 5. God, I'd rather watch Lawrence of Arabia than that crap. Come on, start with decent movies. Anyway, Boxing Day, no one's going to watch anyway. They're all still hungover. Apparently, though, Apple TV is going to get TV streaming in the UK. You will be getting iPlayer, allegedly. But don't hold your breath, because this hasn't come out of the BBC or Apple. It's just one of those good rumours. Apparently, we'll be getting a little bit closer to streaming TV in the new year, but I'll believe it when I see it. Also in Apple news, the Australian High Court has said no to the Apple appeal. So as of today, Samsung Galaxy 10 will be on sale. You can go and get one just in time for Christmas to give it out to your loved ones. Oh, brilliant. But all's not rosy in the garden for Samsung, because a French court has denied their request to stop the sale of the iPhone 4S. So, and that cost an awful lot of money to the French taxpayer, just as much as it cost the Australian taxpayer for the other one. I'd write to your MP if I were you. Apple has also launched its 12 days of free Christmas applications. From December 26th up until January 6th, you will be able to get a free application every single day. If you live in Europe and Canada, you'll be able to get this free promotion. If you're in the US, you won't. A high school senior has managed to kill some cancer with nanotechnology that she's developed. She's not old enough to drive a car or drink, and Angela Zhang has come out with a nanotechnology which is called, I've got to take a deep breath for this, design of image-guided photothermal control drug-releasing multifunctional nanosystem for the treatment of cancer stem cells. Snappy. It's been likened by someone who was trying to summarise it as the Swiss Army knife of cancer treatments. She's got something to do with gold and iron oxide nanoparticles going into cancer cells and killing them. It sounds fantastic. Well done, Angela. And she's won $100,000 as a prize from the Siemens Foundation. Well done, Angela. I'm sorry I couldn't say it properly. Now, we're thinking of crap for Christmas an awful lot at the moment, but one thing that's not crap is the Magic Cable Trio. It's one USB cable that does so, so much more. You can go from an Apple 40 pin to a micro USB to a mini USB to a standard USB and connect absolutely anything you damn well please. It costs $20, but it's worth every penny because you've got three cables in one to do three devices. Unfortunately, it doesn't do all three devices at once, but it's not bad at all. And TomTom is slashing 10% of its workforce, unfortunately. The Dutch firm announced in the last quarter that its revenue had fallen by 10%, so 10% of the workforce are now going. 457 jobs are gone, but it would be through voluntary redundancy through as much as possible. They've been hit hard because smartphones do it themselves and in some cases do it better. JVC has released the Procision. It's a projector that does up to 4K. If you've got a movie that will play on it and you've also got a computer that's powerful enough to play it, then you can buy this thing. There's a range of them that go up to 4K, but that's $3,500 to $12,000. And you've got to bear in mind as well that it's only light falling on a wall, so double distance quarter energy applies. Whilst you're going to get a significantly better picture than a 1080p projector, you're not going to get a better picture than your TV. And while we're coming up to Christmas now and Santa, Serious Sam players will know they've got a free Serious Sam Santa multi-skin for the holidays. Yes, you can run around with your big gun, dressed like Santa in a set of Oakleys, killing stuff. Very good. There's a picture of it on the banner for the day's show, so go to bageltechnews.com if you want to see it. What would be interesting would be to find out what Santa thinks of it. So let's give him a call. Hello, Santa. How you doing?
Hello, yeah, absolutely fine. So come on, mate.
What do you think to this Serious Sam skin?
Oh, yes, no, I saw that. Looks nothing like me. Not at all. All of you lot out there that are doing things for Santa, you're all using bloody red. It's crimson, you itinerant morons. Not bloody red.
Yes, of course.
And it looks nothing like me. No, I'm far more handsome. Absolutely.
Far more handsome, yes. Anyway, come on, get on with it.
Okay, yes, crap for Christmas. Today's crap for Christmas is the Sphere 2 mouse. It is a gold or platinum mouse that's ball. Yes, looks like a Christmas decoration, really. Or it looks like a knob on a tap in a toilet. But anyway, it's $185 for the titanium one, $290 for the gold one, and $320 for the platinum one. Yes, if you want to buy this, then you really are stupid. Where you're going to buy them from, I don't know, but they're only available on pre-order anyway, so you probably won't get it for Christmas. And they're all surgical grade stainless steel at the base as well, so they're really, really heavy. Jolly good. Anyway, that's the crap for Christmas. It's the Sphere 2 mouse. Thank you very much. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Thanks, Santa. That's fantastic. And to finally finish off today's mega episode of Bagel Tech News, all the statistics are being published and I feel a big top 20 coming on. Facebook has revealed the most popular UK news stories of the year. Here we go, Pop Pickers, the top 20 headlines of 2011. At 20, BBC Live reported on Osama bin Laden dead. At 19, Daily Mail, loyal to the end, heartbreaking photo shows Navy SEAL's devoted dog guarding his coffin. Not off! At 18, arrest over video of racist rant on Croydon to Wimbledon tram. At 17, speed of light results under scrutiny at CERN. And at 16, Japan earthquake tsunami hits northeast. At 15, Osama bin Laden corpse photo is a fake. At 14, Osama bin Laden al-Qaeda leader dead, Barack Obama. At 13, Japan earthquake footage of moment tsunami hit. And at 12, Frankie Kokoza kicked off the X Factor. And at 11, my favourite by far, robber who broke into hair salon is beaten by its black belt owner and kept as a sex slave for 3 days, fed on Viagra only. Into the top 10, Pop Pickers, and at 10, it's Brinnacle Ice Finger of Death filmed in Antarctica. At 9, drunk Swedish elk found in tree near Gothenburg. At 8, Amy Winehouse, 27, found dead at a London flat after suspected drug overdose. At 7, The Guardian, the meaning of 9/11's most controversial photo. And at 6, Charlie Sheen versus Muammar Gaddafi. Whose line is it anyway? Into the top 5, and at 5, Austrian driver allowed Pastafarian headgear photo. At 4, Amy Winehouse tributes paid to dead singer. At 3, The Guardian, shocking truth about crackdown on Occupy. And at 2, tat poo for cheating from The Sun. But the number one headline of 2011 is a really boring. The world's population hit 7 billion. Oh, what an anticlimax. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube at Bagel Tech News. We'll be back again later today at 2 o'clock with the photo show, 3:30 with the Mac show, and then we'll be back again at 9:30 with the big show. Oh, you lucky people. Bagel Friday is back in full effect. Have a great day, and I hope you have a great weekend if we don't see you again. But if you don't,
no Christmas presents for you, you little kids.
Thanks for listening.